Hello there, Neil here. What are those check-ins we do with supporters of other clubs over the course of the campaign? So coming up on this one, you've got Rich Ferraro talking about Nottingham Forest, Dave Mooney talking about Manchester City, and James Roach on Bournemouth. All are within. And thank you very much to all three, and you for listening as well.
I am joined by Rich Ferraro with the 1865 pod, which has all that you need to know about Nottingham Forest. We're going to find out some of what we need to know about Nottingham Forest right now. This feels like a bit of a curious summer for Forest. Rich, it feels like the first thing that needs to be done is a bit of a clearing of the decks so everyone knows where they're up to. So Colback's gone on a free, Cafu's gone on a free, Ayew's gone on a free, Lingard's gone on a free so far. Obviously, there was a couple of lads who were loanees. Chris Wood has been bought permanently, whereas Lodi, I think, has gone back to Atletico Madrid. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Those are all correct.
So there we go. This feels like the start of the business then is working out of that enormous influx of players last season, who it is who's got to go. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, I would say so. The biggest emphasis is as much upon, obviously, when you make the number of signings that we made last year, interjection from my cat there. When you make the number of signings that we made last year, naturally, not all of them are going to work out. So the jury is out on Chris Wood, but apparently Steve Cooper quite likes him. We do need another number nine on the books. So we'll see what happens with that. The one of the signings that kind of most notably didn't work out was Jonjo Shelvey. Yeah. Ex of your parish, of course.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know about Jonjo's, not worth knowing.
Well, and the broad rule of thumb is that he joined. He struggled to settle into style of play, but then I think there's a bit of main character syndrome there, because when Steve Cooper dropped him after he'd been responsible for giving away some penalties and some goals, you know, he'd struggled to settle in into the first team. And Steve Cooper dropped him for the match at your place. And from what we know, Jonjo threw his toys out the pram, and Cooper's not going to stand for that. So it's been notable. Shelvey hasn't even been in the squad. He wasn't in a lot of the end of season pictures, although he did come and join the on the pitch when Forest managed to stay up against Arsenal at the end of the season.